Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Montana Cherries by Kim Law, performed by Natalie Ross. To my street team, you guys are the best. I hope you enjoy my venture out west. Chapter 1. 20 cupcakes, purple sprinkles, princess wand. Dani Wilde muttered to herself as she peered into the box on the counter, the homemade treats aligned with military precision. She closed the lid and laid her niece's sparkly wand across the top. Perfect. Turning from the cupcakes, she surveyed the rest of the kitchen to ensure that all was in order, only to find a pile of women's dry cleaning dumped on one end of the 10-person table. She stared up at the ceiling as if she could see right through it. Most likely, Michelle would claim another headache and wouldn't be able to run her own errands again today, including delivering the cupcakes to the preschool for Jenna's last day of day camp. Dani sighed, grabbed the pile of mail for her clients and the flyers for the summer sale at the cherry basket, and shoved it all into her Cinderella tote. Jenna had given her the tote last Christmas. The 4-year-old loved Cinderella above all else. Then Dani headed for the stairs. When her father had moved into town 6 years earlier, stepping aside and leaving her brother Gabe to manage the family orchard, Gabe and Michelle had taken the opportunity to move into the master suite. But having Michelle in her parents' room often reminded Dani of her mother. Carol Wilde had suffered from headaches too, only... Dani shut off her thoughts. Possibly Michelle really had migraines. Who was she to say? And if they were anything like Danny's mother's had been, then driving a car was the last thing she needed to be doing. That had been proven by the accident that had brought Dani back home from college. Reaching the far end of the hallway, Dani knocked on the closed door and waited for a reply.
Yes.
A muffled voice answered after several seconds. Dani cracked open the door to find the Vera Wang bedspread pulled over a slim mound in the middle of the bed and the shades drawn on the windows. Do you need me to take the cupcakes to the school? Dani asked quietly.
Do you mind?
Michelle didn't even lift her head. Guilt tugged at Dani. The woman was probably experiencing severe pain, and here she was being judge and jury. I don't mind, she admitted. And she didn't. She loved being there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?